Item number one is from Michael Cudahy, a verbal report regarding the future of O'Donnell Park. This item is informational only.
Mr. Cudahy, welcome. Please join us. It's good to have you with us this morning. Right here, sir. Yes, sir. We understand you have a vision you'd like to share with us. So please proceed.
Nice to be here. You would like me to proceed?
Please do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am first very honored to be here with this distinguished group. And I think one of the things you could say is, what are you messing around with that O'Donnell Park for? That's none of your business. But I've made all of Milwaukee my business ever since I sold Marquette Electronics. And I've been trying to do some good. And one of the things that really struck me is this O'Donnell Park. If you know, if you remember, back in the 80s it opened up, and there were cracks in the foundation. There was a lot of repair that went on. There was leaking and flooding. I can't remember all the details of it. It was a mess then. And it's been kind of marginal ever since. Now, recently, a decorative piece fell on a small child and killed him. And what I'm saying to this committee is this would be a terrific mistake, a really terrific mistake, to put $6.5 million into patching it up again. You know, if you look at it broad brush, that is the most choice piece of property in all of Milwaukee. It's right on the lakefront. The Hone Bridge funnels into it, the highway, and it is our gateway. That O'Donnell Park was a bad deal in the first place, and it is a bad deal today. It obscures what could be a beautiful lakefront. And as you know, I've worked hard to improve the lakefront with Discovery World and recently with the new Harbor House restaurant, and certainly the Art Museum is a wonderful contribution. Now we are at a point where either we tear it down or we patch it up. If we patch it up, I promise you in another couple of years we'll patch it up. And we'll patch it up. We have to take a broad brush look at this thing. That's an 800 foot by 400 foot, sometimes 600 foot, piece of property right there on our lakefront. And a lot of things could be done. I've suggested the Milwaukee Public Museum should be there. And everybody says, well, yeah, okay, who's got the $50 million to do it? I know these things cost money. You look at other cities around the Midwest. You look at Indianapolis. They're right in the middle of nowhere, and they're doing all kinds of things. You look at Minneapolis. They're in an iceberg, and they are proceeding and doing exciting things. So Milwaukee has this sort of we're no good type of attitude. We've got to look broad brush at this thing. I would suggest to you this, and I don't want to take any more of your time. With that huge piece of land, it should be leveled, and there are all kinds of things there. The first place, the Milwaukee Public Museum, could be built there, and it may take quite a while to raise the money to build the museum. There could be a hotel there. I don't mean a high-rise hotel. I mean a low-profile hotel, one that would attract people because that's where people will come if they're touring Milwaukee. I would suggest that we proceed in looking into the possibility of various developers so that we can have something to get our teeth around and build into a gorgeous lakefront. And I just I beg you, don't let it happen of another $6.5 million to patch it up.
Well, thank you. Are there questions by committee members or comments? Supervisor Lipscomb?
I certainly welcome the dialogue, and I hoped we would have had a more robust dialogue at the time that we were looking at this back in October and November, and I really pushed the administration at that time, the Walker administration, to come forward with the alternatives analysis, because they had said, you know, there was some discussion at that time about how all the opportunity they saw as a redevelopment of the site, and yet we seemed to not be able to get the facts out of the last administration. And they finally came forward with some analysis of the value of the site and the different alternatives of rehab or redevelop or repair. But they came forward with it after we had already adopted the budget. We had effectively already made the decision to repair. But while we were having the debate, the facts were nowhere to be found. I think ultimately the position I've taken on it was that in the absence of a clear vision with some financing behind it, that at least in the short term, we needed to proceed to repair the facility because of the obligations we have to the institutions around it who depend on that parking, whether that be Betty Brin, whether that be the Old Coast or the convention facilities there. But that longer term, and when I say longer term, I'm talking just, you know, 5-10 years out, we could be thinking now about what we do 5 and 10 years out. The payback on that $6.5 million, I believe, is a pretty short payback given the revenue that we are able to obtain on from parking. And so I really applaud the vision. I just think we should put it in the context of we have an immediate obligation to our tenants and those whom we're under contract and under commitment to serve them with that facility now, but that we should be open to looking at what is the longer term vision for that site. And so I appreciate you sort of reigniting the dialogue and saying it's not over just because you have an immediate need to fix it. So I appreciate you raising the issue.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Other questions? I'm sorry, please.
Me? I think it's difficult with a project of this magnitude and this importance to the city to have very specific plans. We have to, I can't go out and solicit people who might be interested in developing that area without knowing whether we're going to have it or not. So it's sort of the cart and the horse problem. If I know that there's going to be some wait time before this patch job is done, I will take it upon myself with others to see if we can develop a plan there, a specific plan. And we'll do the best we can as quickly as we can. But it's a big project, so we can't just say, hello, Joe, how are you? Let's get this thing done. It's a big, big project.
Other questions or comments by committee members? Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to thank you, Mr. Cuddy, for coming today and raising this issue. I think few, if any of us on the current board, are responsible for the buildings that are at this location, you know, currently. And I think probably most of us would agree that if we had a blank slate at that location, that building a parking structure or a bus barn is probably not the highest and best use for that real estate in the prime location that it's at. But I think the point that's been raised is the point of timing. And what do we do now, and where do we go from here? You're suggesting to us that we stop the plans that are in place and have been approved in the last budget to make the necessary repairs. And then we commence a project that, in your words, may take a very long time for us to construct an alternative use for that property. I think we can harmonize these views. I don't think it's an either or proposition, frankly. You've raised a very novel concept for the space, and you've got a very well deserved reputation for thinking big thoughts and bringing these ideas to fruition. And I take you know, and I hear in your comments the same sense of a desire to make an improvement in our community. But as Supervisor Lipscomb indicated, we have to look at this thing in the context of what our obligations are as well, for both short term and long term. We have an existing obligation in our leases to the tenants in O'Donnell Park, and they have been under a good deal of stress, and they have been inconvenienced. They've been since that June 2010 tragedy. They've been, I think, as patient as one can be under the circumstances, and losing the traffic, losing the parking for their patrons and for their employees. They're not in a position now of not knowing, you know, when that parking will be restored, and I think this raises additional uncertainty and causes further turmoil for them and their board and their patrons. We've also got the lost revenue to the Parks Department going forward, revenue that can and should be used to support parks programs throughout Milwaukee County. So, you know, I think a decision today to demolish, you know, would not only jeopardize our tenants, but it could also create another scar on the landscape in Milwaukee County for a period of time. We don't know, you know, how long that would last. We've got a bad example of unused assets in the Park East, and I don't think we need another empty lot while we decide what we want to do going forward. So, you know, I think it's premature for us, to take any action today. This is an information item. I think you've planted the seed and you've put the idea before us. As I say, I don't think that saying that we are going to proceed with the repair should be viewed as a repudiation of the idea. We can continue to think about this, and we also have the option, very frankly, of looking not necessarily at the O'Donnell Park parcel exclusively, but at the Milwaukee County Transit Service bus barn to the south of O'Donnell Park as a potential site for the type of development that you're talking about. So I think we can take the necessary time to vet this proposal, determine the level of support that there might be in the community for it, look at what the future of the Milwaukee Public Museum is in its current location, but I don't think we ought to, you know, necessarily delay the repairs that we have planned, and nor should we, you know, take any action hastily to refrain from making the repairs on that are being proposed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Cudahy.
Supervisor Rice,
sir.
I understand what you're saying. We are, at this time, getting by without that parking because it's closed at this time. So it's not a total tragedy to wait a little bit. Secondly, there are two tenants there that you refer to. I would suggest to you that the Betty Brin Museum could be encompassed in Discovery World, and rather quickly. So I don't think that's a problem. I won't get into the restaurant because that's a competitor of mine, not a serious one, but I think that they've had their troubles. And so I think that holding, doing $6.5 million worth of repair to aid those two tenants is a foolish thing to do. I don't think that waiting and looking for the possibility of I think this could be done rather quickly, a rough plan. And I would like to come back, if you can hold on this whole thing in, say, 30 days and present a plan with some real backing to it.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, how can I say this? It's unfortunate because we actually may be slightly on hold. I don't know about hold, but uncertain. All the information that this county board has received is that due to the possibility of changes in our agreement with the UWM Innovation Park on the county grounds. I don't know if you know, sir, but this that money that we were going to receive in 2011 was money that we had budgeted to move forward on the repairs of O'Donnell. So the county board has not taken any action on this, but we received it yesterday at committee, and finance will talk about it tomorrow. The only point, the reason whether I advocate for it or not, is just a point of information that, in fact, we are at a financial impasse, if you will, regarding this very project. So I brought that up. I would be interested in placing on file, but it's a verbal report, because I do think that you know, placing on file so the rest of our colleagues will be able to have this information, but because it's verbal, we're not going to be able to do that. But I think it'd be good for the rest of the county board to hear this. And as you know, we're in quite a transition right now with leadership and elections. So the only thing that I'd like to say is I'm open to ideas. I just think that when you talk about the clients that are our partners, they're not just private, you know, corporations. In fact, that's an important part of our revenue. Betty Brin and the parking and the coast, I mean, they have some of them have long-term contracts with us that we count on that revenue, and the money has already been basically spent. So I think that's why you're seeing that we're very concerned about the future of people who've been historical partners to us there. But I would be interested in seeing more information, and I appreciate you, your care and your vision. And like I said at the beginning, we are at a bit of an impasse regarding this very project, so there may be a small window of opportunity for a more enhanced conversation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions of Mr. Cudahy? Chairman Mayo?
I like it. Mr. Chairman, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. Now, I have to correct one of the statements made earlier about the UWM financing for O'Donnell Park. We already have the money for O'Donnell Park to fix it and to replace it. I understand what Mr. Petty is trying to go and try to give us a different look at the lakefront. But we have our number one tenant. We have three tenants, actually four tenants, the Art Museum, the War Memorial, Betty Brim, and Zillies. We're looking for parking. We got to maintain those people that we have there. As Mr. Cuddy has stated earlier today, that it's going to be a while before he can raise $50 million. And he have a lot of grand ideas for that lovely piece of land. But also, your lakefront people have to weigh into this. There are a number of people who want to weigh into to make sure that we have a keep this pristine place, the lakefront, as friendly to the residents of Milwaukee County. It's wonderful to put the art museum. If we put the museum at the lakefront, what are we going to do with the building we have right now? There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of answers have to be answered before we can move on with this. It's wonderful to have an idea. This is a verbal report. There's no substance to the report. There's no information here. If once you can continue to look at the things that you want done at the lakefront. Come with a plan. The county always has changed. We have a problem right now with the dam. We have things that we're going to fix it, but we can sell it, we can tear it down, or we can turn around and do the same thing with O'Donnell Park. But right now, we need parking. We need to take care of the residents we have right now looking for that one facility. Unfortunately, we had that tragedy. But we got to make sure we make Milwaukee County residents whole again. And if we come up with a good plan in the future, this county board, I know, definitely would like to look at it. But, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. Cudahy, thank you for coming in with a nice idea.
You're telling me that we can't wait 60, 90 days? We're already waiting. We already have no parking there.
Mr. Cudahy, you just said 30 days. Now you want the 90 days.
I don't care, 30, 90 days, whatever. You've got to have some breathing room so that we can develop a plan.
Mr. I understand what you're saying.
That's $6.5 million. I don't know. Maybe the county is so wealthy that the $6.5 million doesn't make any difference.
Mr. Kelly, you know we are not wealthy. You know we are looking to be good stewards to taxpayers. We are trying to make sure that we
I'm
have
a taxpayer. We'll just go ahead and pay another $6.5 million. What's the difference?
Mr. Cuddy, come back with a plan and let the county board look at it, okay?
That's all I want to hear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions of Mr. Cudahy? Just, I wanted to give Mr. Cudahy the opportunity to. I wanted to say thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and thank you for all you've done for our community. It's and that's on behalf of the committee. We're truly appreciative.
Thank you, Supervisor Brody.
I know that. let's give him a hand. I know that there are a number of people who want to be heard on this. Supervisor Jerzyk and, yes, Director Keegan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I come to speak on behalf of this issue as a member of the Milwaukee Art Museum Board. Dan Keegan is the director of the Milwaukee Art Museum. And also as someone who has looked at this somewhat carefully, starting with the original suggestion that we take down the home bridge and the link that home bridge has to the South Shore communities. And while I looked at those issues, it became very apparent to me that there are a number of plans out there. I appreciate Mr. Cudahy's vision, but I can tell you the city of Milwaukee itself has a master plan for the lakefront development, which is partly the reason the idea for taking down the home bridge began to emerge. I, along with the mayors of the South Shore communities of St. Francis County, South Milwaukee, went and talked to Mayor Barrett. And it was a fairly vigorous discussion, but the long and short of it is there was at least a suggestion, and I did put up a map, if you will, or an overview of where the home bridge comes into Lincoln Memorial Drive, that there's at least a possibility of changing the ramps off of the home bridge, leaving the home bridge there. The main concern there is that it continues to connect to I-94 as a corridor, but perhaps letting the ramps flow into the city of Milwaukee in a different location, freeing up quite a bit of land along the lakefront. The city of Milwaukee has a vision for a hotel. They have quite a few different ideas. Now, one of the concerns I had is they've never talked to the county. And we are, of course, the owners of some of the major assets down at that lakefront. I point this out to you because it is a vision that's out there. It is a master plan from the city of Milwaukee that's never been approved by the Common Council, so please don't get me wrong that this is official. But there is some very sophisticated planning out there. It is available on the city of Milwaukee's website if anyone's interested in looking at that. There are some other things taking place right now. There was a suggestion from the architecture school at UWM that the vision from Wisconsin Avenue is correct right now with the O'Donnell Square Plaza. So that's a little different idea than we've heard. There's also an audit that's taking place that this board approved. That audit's going to look at the governing structure and the deficits at the War Memorial, as well as the parking issue and the availability of space under the current bridge that goes up from Lake Drive up to and exits on Mason Avenue and Prospect and so on. So there are a number of things that need to be looked at if we're seriously going to look at some long-range planning. There's a possibility of closing the Lincoln Memorial Drive that goes between the overpass, if you will, and the home bridge, if you would remove that ramp and make that a mall, closed completely to traffic. And that's an interesting concept, especially if you start moving some of those ramps off of the home bridge so that they no longer flow directly into Lincoln Memorial Drive. There could be all kinds of possibilities with a major mall like that. And it's an interesting concept to move all the museums down there. The point that I think I'm trying to make here is I think all of these things should be looked at. There are a lot of exciting ideas, some of them really fleshed out, for example, by the city of Milwaukee. But we need to talk to each other. I talked with the chairman, Broderick, this morning He and I have agreed to co-sponsor a resolution to actually put together this committee that's going to bring stakeholders together to begin some long-term planning, to bring the architecture school in from UWM, to bring Betty Brin, the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Discovery World, even the restaurants, the Zilli Group, and really have some concepts fleshed out and understand where we want to go, as well as answering questions such as, if we take down the intermodal station, are we going to have to pay money back to the Department of Transportation for the funds that were used? So this is not going to be an easy issue. I can tell you it's not going to be done in 5 years. This is going to be some long-range planning. So it is important, and I'm heartened to hear both Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Rice, indicate that we need to keep O'Donnell Square parking open. While we're doing this planning, that is valuable parking space, and I'm going to let Dan Keegan address some of the things that he needs to go forward with regard to parking. But we can't just close that down and let it sit there vacant while we take 10 years or so to start looking at all these plans and try to get a concept of what you're going to do for that lakefront area. This is long-range planning, and for now we should get that garage opened and use it for the parking space it has, and make use of the $6.5 million, which is bonding. That's bonding. That's paid back over a longer term than just if we were using direct cash. So that would be the points I'd want to make. I think we should go forward ASAP, not delay reopening O'Donnell for another 90 days. This planning is much more sophisticated, much more long range, and has to include many more parties than we have here today. So that's what I would ask this committee to do. And I would suggest that we need to look at absolutely everything that's before us, not just one or two specific issues. And I'll permit Mr. Keegan here to add the piece on the Milwaukee Art Museum.
Thank you, Supervisor Jerzyk. Chairman Broderick, I don't think there's anyone really who thinks that long-term that O'Donnell garage structure is the solution. I mean, I think as was pointed out by Mr. Cudahy, it's too valuable a piece of land. We've created too important a cultural district down there with the three museums with Betty Brin, Discovery World, and the Art Museum, the significant investments that have been made there. I actually am in support of both of these arguments. I think Mr. Cudahy has exactly the right idea. He needs to be commended for his courage in stepping forward. A great vision from a great visionary. I think it's time to put that stake in the ground. And as Supervisor Jerzyk is suggesting, that we pull the right people together, the right stakeholders, and begin what could be a lengthy process, but we don't know. It might be a faster process, but nonetheless, a significant process to thoroughly investigate what the possibilities could be and what the options are. Now, that said, I also have to tell you that I have deep concerns for delaying opening the parking garage, and I think there might be a hybrid here. From my view, from the museum's board's view, I don't think we should spend a nickel more than is necessary to get that thing open as immediately as possible. I wouldn't spend another dollar on anything cosmetic on that. You know, spray paint it when the panels come off or whatever needs to be done, because I am of the belief that it's not going to be there long term. But we do need to get it open. We have tens of thousands of visitors a year who park in O'Donnell Garage to come across the Ryman Bridge for that grand entrance into the museum. And it's going to get very complicated soon in terms of the parking demands. We're about to open two major exhibitions, a major survey of the works of Frank Lloyd Wright, followed by summer, a four-part exhibition that's going to look at several thousand years of Chinese art. On top of that, we have Art in Bloom coming the first part of April, end of March, first of April, that brings 15,000 people to the museum on a weekend. We have the Lakefront Festival that brings upwards of 35,000 people over a weekend, and there is nowhere for these people to park. It's a major challenge, even if we could meet the July 1 deadline of getting that garage open. Again, I want to stress, I'm of the camp with Mr. Cudahy. I think it's time for a more extensive vision. I also think it's questionable as whether we should spend all those dollars to reopen the garage if a lot of those dollars are going to cosmetics. I would recommend we get it open now, and then let's start the very important process of what the future holds for this great community on that lakefront. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. I think before we get too cavalier about discussing further development on the lakefront, it's important that we have an acute awareness of the public trust doctrine and the expressed restrictions that offers in terms of any development on filled lake bed. Those are very real concerns and very much prized their existence by the preservation community, who wants our lakefront to remain, frankly, much as it is, open and accessible to all. So I think as we go forward with the committee that you've talked about forming, that I'm pleased to co-sponsor, I think it's important that those points of view be actively included.
And we'll include someone
in the composition of that
committee. From the LDAC committee.
Good. We have a number of other people who have asked to be heard.
Thank you.
A number of folks from the Betty Brin, yes. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along with the Art Museum and the War Memorial in Coast and Betty Brin, we also have another group that is seriously affected by parking, and that's the Parks Department. And since this is the Parks Committee, I think we should hear from Director Black as to how the revenue is affecting us, because it's an issue.
Director Black?
Maybe it's not. I mean, my assumption is that losing $100,000 a month is hurting your department.
Chairman, supervisors, what I have said, and even said back at the Finance Committee, was moving forward with the decision, because the conversation with our partners is very real to them as well. And I agree with many of the things that were said here today. And I truly think that we all need to commend Michael for what he's done for Milwaukee. If anybody knows where I personally stand on development and the environment and things like that, that's one thing. But bringing the city forward, if you will, is something I think we should look at. When you look at the revenues that are happening down at the parking structure, obviously it's a concern. But again, you go from the short run to the long haul for the community, I guess, is what I'm trying to weigh that out. I know that we're working personally, I don't want to get into the details, but with the insurance side of it for us on lost income and how we can recoup that, and that's in the works as we speak, so that obviously is a factor in those revenues. It's a concern, but again, sometimes I think we need to look at the broader picture. And I like the conversation about the short-term answer while we explore the long-term answer.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think that's the point that I intended to drive home, is that there's a lot of short-term concerns here that need to be addressed. And certainly we do need to look at the future, because as Supervisor Rice pointed out, it really is kind of a bad idea to have a parking structure down there on the lakefront. But it's nothing that we're going to change overnight, and we need to take a look at, take care of the immediate needs right now as we're going forward. The investment right now will help in the immediate while we continue to look ahead at the future.
Thank you. As indicated, a number of people wish to be heard on this item. Molly Gallagher. If you could state your affiliation.
Chairman Broderick, supervisors, my name is Molly Gallagher, and I am the president of the Betty Brin Children's Museum. And our message today is fairly simple, and some of the thoughts have already been echoed in the room. There is a world-class museum down at the lakefront, and one of them, there are a number of them, but we are also one of them. We have 200,000 visitors through our door every year who are enjoying the lakefront. 1,900 of those families possibly would never get a chance to get down there. We subsidize their transportation, and we subsidize their membership. We are a critical early learning resource in this community, and we would like to be at the table for discussions on development of that land. We are not against developing the area, but we need parking right now, and we would like that development process to be thoughtful. We are not willing to just move into another building. We have a $2 million budget that's been balanced for the last 9 years. We are, in our industry, the leaders in exhibit development and sales. We're selling an exhibit to the country of Jordan. Our traveling exhibits travel around the country and earn us income. And we feel that we are here for the long term. We're really an important part of the community, and we would like to be a part of some of the important, thoughtful discussions on developing that area. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Apparently not. Thank you very much.
Okay. There's a couple of other people from our organization who would like to speak. Thank you.
I'll call those in order. Rick Wiederhold? And please let me know if I mispronounced your name.
One of the few that does. I actually just want to agree with three of the speakers here that I heard earlier, both supervisors Lipscomb and Rice. I agree entirely, and the gentleman from the Art Museum. If there is some way that we can spend a little less than the $6.5 million that was mentioned by cutting out some cosmetics, I agree with that. I'm a bean counter. I was the treasurer at Allen Bradley years ago before Rockwell acquired the company. So I look at numbers, and Mr. Cudahy's proposal, I think, is a good thought. It's a good idea, but I think it's probably going to be a $200 or $300 million project, and I don't know where the money is going to come from in this community. I remember when we were building the or remodeling or redoing the art museum. That was a terrific drain. I mean, we did it, but it was a terrific drain on philanthropic resources in this community. And I think a project like this probably can be done. I think it's going to, the key is it's going to take years. And so I'm agreeing with the two supervisors that I think we need to go ahead and do, redo and fix up the O'Donnell Park parking situation right now. And if we can save some money doing that, I'm all for it. But I think we need to move ahead with that. So that's all I have to say. I'm basically in agreement with the previous speakers.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chairman, could the gentleman identify, are you affiliated with one of the organizations? Are you speaking as a citizen? Or?
I'm involved in a number of community activities and have been for years. I either am on or have been on the boards of the Boys and Girls Club, Latino Community Center, Safe and Sound, the Donors Forum. I can't remember them all, but I'm involved in the community. I don't live in the community, but I spend most of my time here. And I run the Betty Brin Foundation, which is has been a supporter of the Children's Museum.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you for all those contributions.
All right.
Fern Schupek.
Good morning. I'm Fern Schupek. I'm the executive director of the Betty Brin Children's Museum, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning. You know, our president just got through mentioning the fact that the Betty Brin Children's Museum is a world-class museum. I think it's important that all of us remember, both in your capacity as county supervisors and as taxpayers and members of this community, that big and shiny and expensive and new isn't the only measure for success. Betty Brin Children's Museum is a small institution with a tiny budget that serves 200,000 children and adults for from throughout this community every year. World class. I want to tell you, you know, I was pleased to hear about some of the new exhibits that are coming to the Art Museum. I want to tell you what my staff are working on just this week. As Molly mentioned, we're shipping an exhibit to Amman, Jordan. Can you imagine that a children's museum on the other side of the world has been so impressed with the quality and the content from an educational standpoint of our exhibits that they're willing to pay, I kid you not, exorbitant shipping fees just to have a piece created by Betty Brin? My staff are getting quotes today and tomorrow on special insurance. Why? Because a children's museum in Mexico wants one of Betty Brin Children's Museum exhibits. And tomorrow, I'll be hosting a team coming to us from India. They want to create a Betty Brin version for their own country. They want to see what we do and how well we do it. We have set the bar throughout our industry, and there are hundreds and hundreds of children's museums throughout the United States and in Europe. And we are considered one of the most successful. I also want to talk a little bit about why the Betty Brin Children's Museum should be important to you as supervisors. We've talked a lot about buildings today. We've talked about our beautiful facilities at the lakefront, Discovery World and the Art Museum. We've talked about potential visions for redoing O'Donnell Park to accommodate perhaps the public museum. As a community, we've talked about lots of other things, new hotels, high-speed rail. We haven't talked a lot today, though, about people and about some of the really critical issues this community is facing. We all just read the article about infant mortality. You all know that we're considered one of the poorest major cities in the United States. We all know the problems that we see in our public schools. Well, Betty Brin is part of the landscape for early childhood. And dollar for dollar, the research keeps telling all of you, all of us in this room, that dollar for dollar, the best investment that this community can make in its workforce development, in its economic development, is in early childhood. Because when these children go to school prepared and eager to learn, they will graduate, they will go on to vocational programs and to college, and they will enter the workforce as the inspired and capable adults that this community needs to accomplish so many tasks ahead of us. I also want to talk a little bit about an issue that my president mentioned, which is the museum's commitment to serving needy children and families. You know, we run a program and have for many years that takes families referred to us through social service agencies, Children's Outing Association, Penfield Children's Center, Milwaukee Fatherhood Collaborative. These families come to the museum, and we teach them what they need to be doing at home and in the car and at the grocery store and at the Betty Brin Children's Museum to help their child learn and get ready to go to school and to succeed. We are a lifeline for these families. We provide a safe haven from their crime-ridden neighborhoods and their difficult living conditions. Doesn't our commitment as a community to helping these children and families deserve a spot on our treasured lakefront? I think that it does. And that is one thing that Betty Brin is far more committed to than any of the other museums that have been mentioned. The last thing that I want to talk about, though, is pride. You know, I love the Packers. I have nothing to do with their success. I'm proud of the parks. But you and Sue Black and her staff get all the credit for that. I'm proud of the Art Museum and Discovery World and the Public Museum and all of the wonderful resources that this community has, even though I have nothing to do with them. Why? Because I live here. And what happens here matters to me because we're part of the fabric of the community. So is the Betty Brin. And just once, I would love to hear all of you and other members of the county board, and Mr. Cudahy, and my friends in the press say, you know, that Betty Brin Children's Museum is really something, and we are proud of what they have accomplished locally, nationwide, and internationally. We are grateful to them for their service to our disadvantaged children and families. We are grateful for their commitment to early childhood education, which is a huge responsibility for this community. And you know what? No matter what the long-term vision is for our lakefront, by golly, that children's museum is going to be a part of it, because this community and its children and families deserve nothing less from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Comments? Supervisor Lipscomb.
I don't know that I can remember all of that last statement, but I'll say if I were to vote with my feet, which I do in terms of my attendance, Betty Brin Children's Museum is the one I use the most of all the institutions. Nothing against those other institutions, but that's the demographic I'm in with little kids. So so thank you for I appreciate all the museums, but I do have a particular affinity for Betty Brin. So
Colin Hutt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Colin Hutt. I'm a Milwaukee County resident and Milwaukee County business owner. I'm also a board member of the Betty Brin Children's Museum and the parent of five children. I'm also a transplant from Illinois and a Packer convert.
Good thing you said that.
Exactly. you always hear from people that Milwaukee is a great place for families, great place to raise kids, and truly it is. And in my family's decision to relocate here 11 years ago, the Betty Brin Children's Museum was a factor in that. It really was, having a resource like that. So I just wanted to echo the sentiments made here today that it's critical to get this parking open right away. If you think about who it serves, the demographic that we're talking about, people with small children, often mothers coming alone pushing strollers, and right now they're trudging several blocks in the snow. And it's just not right. It needs to be fixed right away. We agree with this vision. We'd love to see more happen down there. Thank you, Mr. Cudahy, for bringing this idea up. And as it proceeds, we just want to make sure that the Betty Brin Children's Museum plays a critical role in what happens. Thank
Questions?
You.
Oh, thank you very much for
thank
your
you.
Comments. Stuart Wangard, and tell me if I'm having a little trouble making that out. If I mispronounced it, please correct me.
Mr. Chairman, you have it right. I was running up the stairs right before I filled that card out. I represent Wangard Partners, and our firm manages 875 East Wisconsin. Along with others, I own the 875 East Wisconsin building. Like most developers, we also rely on partners for our investments. The 875 structure anchors the most successful TIF district in the city of Milwaukee. It's one of the highest taxpayers, especially for its size of building. We also have approximately 1,000 employees that are within that building, and they rely on safe, well-maintained, and affordable parking. And so the 875 building tied right directly in to O'Donnell Park. There's a direct connection there. The connection from there runs through our building, through U.S. Bank buildings, through the U.S. Bank Tower, and it's all integrally. All works as one. We also are heavily reliant as an amenity to having the museums in the area, including Betty Brin. Betty Brin is it's a very nice facility, not just for the general community, but also for the people within our building. It's another opportunity for people to go and spend time with their families near where they work. We feel it's important to keep the structure open and repair it, bring it back to the condition it should be in. We took a good hard look at it. We feel the concrete is in good shape. The main structure is in good shape. We understand there is deferred maintenance. There has been deferred maintenance for a long time. I also feel that Mr. Cudahy's plans have some merit. But there are other spots where the museum could go. This is a great opportunity to have a museum district. This is an idea I heard from then-County Executive Scott Walker several years ago. I've heard it floated by several other people, and it makes sense to have a strong museum district. But it also is key that we have the parking there to support the facilities in the area, both public and private. Thank you. Any questions?
By committee? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have three other folks who registered but didn't request to speak. I'd give them the opportunity if they're so inclined. Paul Rosh, Mr. and Mrs. Zilli, representing the Zilli Hospitality Group.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. First, I just wanted to thank the Supervisors' comments already today, just trying to push the needle forward for the quicker reopening of that structure and recognizing that you do have two good tenants there, Betty Brin and both the Zilli Group, that have made it through the last 8 months and that we're still trying to get to the end of this process. So I thank you for your comments. The message that I'm sharing with you today is the same message I have shared in the past, and that's simply that it's becoming increasingly more difficult to operate those venues at O'Donnell Park. I'm the director of sales and general manager of those three venues, both all three, Harbor Lights, Miller Room, and Coast Restaurant. And my job is to oversee the sales department and the day-to-day operations at that facility. It's becoming harder and harder to operate because of the uncertainty of the future. And we, like everyone in this room, appreciate and recognize Mr. Cudahy for all that he has done for the city of Milwaukee. But the mere mention of the plans or visions to raise the building and bring the museum down there just simply causes more doubt and concern for our potential clients. I just wanted to share some quick numbers with you. Last year at this time, we had 53 more events on our books than we do currently at this time moving into 2011. That represents a tremendous amount of revenue that is now missing from my calendar year that I'm moving into. Those are just simply wedding events. That does not include any corporate events, fundraisers, retirement dinners, or any business that would happen at our restaurants or at our bar. All along the way, we're dealing with wedding deposits that are now, of course, down significantly for the year 2011, which affects my staffing models, my capital expenditures, and my budgeting. All along the way throughout this process, we have to do our best job to then assure brides and mothers of brides that not only will we give them the wedding of their dreams, but that there will be the ability for us to squash the rumors of the demolition of the building that they're taking the leap of faith to move into with us. All along the way throughout this entire process, and it will never stop, Zilli Hospitality Group has continued to pay our rent, utilities, and commission schedules according to our contracts that we have with Milwaukee County. We also have continued to provide maintenance to the parks due to the shortcomings down there with their labor models, helped with the grounds, the venues, assisting with the cleaning of the facilities, the atrium area, the carpeting, the planting of the gardens last year as well to get the properties up and running for the summertime season, and assisting the O'Donnell Park staff with the day-to-day operations and maintenance of the venues. We continue to find places for our customers and our guests and employees to park since there is no parking, and all along the way try to book and produce events that we can get our hands on. The bottom line is we need the structure to be reopened as soon as possible so that we can afford everyone at O'Donnell Park and those nearby businesses, office buildings, and the museums that are currently there parking. I also need to reassure my staff and the customers that we're going to be open and in business both in the short and long term. So I thank you for your time and appreciate it.
Questions? Thank you very much. That concludes item number one. Prior to moving on to number two, we'll take a 5-minute recess and return shortly.